This is Casey with customer service returning your phone call. How may I assist you today?
Casey, I'm trying to figure out how did y'all get my money and now y'all can't find my money. So, I've been on the phone with the lady a while ago and she just hung up on me. Now I want to know where's my money. I didn't order nothing from y'all and your phone number came up on this charge. So, can you find my money and put it back?
I can try and assist you, ma'am. Can I please get a first and last name?
Name is Cynthia Williams.
Okay, ma'am, to make sure I'm in the correct account, could you please give me your address?
The address is 824 Moody, Palestine, Texas, 75803. Oh, 801. Sorry.
Bear with me, ma'am. I'm trying to find your account. I do apologize that it's taking so long, ma'am. My system's taking its sweet time trying to load everything.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, I'm going to try it like this. What's your, email address?
My email address is sadiecd at hotmail.com.
S-A-D-I-E,
C as in cat, D as in dog, at hotmail.com.
Okay. No, ma'am, I'm still not having anything pop up.
Okay. So, Casey, tell me what I'm supposed to do here. I got a charge for $39.95 to my bank account, and it's putting this phone number on that charge.
Now,
lady trying to explain to me how they don't, maybe they don't do business with this company anymore. Okay, so the charge was yesterday. So in 24 hours, y'all quit doing business with these people conveniently after they got my money. I want to know where's my money.
Okay, ma'am, I understand.
I didn't order nothing yesterday. I didn't order nothing.
Yes, ma'am, I understand. Now, you could have been given our number by mistake because that's happened, and it's not actually us. Because there's only two other things I can try. I can either put in the first six of the card that was charged and see if an account pops up, or the last four. Otherwise, on my end, I've asked you everything that I can possibly to get an account to pop up.
Right. Well, see, this what I'm saying is on my bank statement, it has your phone number.
Yes, ma'am.
So it's
and
not like I got this number from somebody else. Would you look it up through the bank, through the card number, and see if you find it?
The first six, yes, ma'am. If that doesn't do it, I'll need the last four.
Okay.
But, yes, ma'am,
okay.
This is not the first time the bank has given our number to somebody saying that we're the ones responsible, and we can't find an account for them at all. It wasn't us.
Okay, so you want the first six of this card number?
The one that was charged, yes, ma'am.
Okay, 518155.
Okay, let me get the last four of that card.
4758.
No, ma'am, nothing's popping up.
Okay, so what do I do now?
I call the bank back and be like, look, I called these people several times, and they've given me the same answer. They can't find an account for me. So either somebody gave y'all the wrong information, you got it wrong, but whatever it is, stop it. You know, it's dispute it. I'd call the bank and dispute it then.
Okay. So this is going on every month, and every time it is, the same phone number comes up on this chart. It's your phone number. This is like the third time. And it keeps coming back to that phone number. So something is going on with y'all system. I'm just letting you know, and you may be right about all this, but I'm just letting you know that somebody is fraudulently using your company as a front. Because this is the same phone number that I've been dealing with for 3 months. Every month, I have a charge to my bank, and it goes to this phone number every time. So they're routing their stuff through your company. I don't know how they're doing that, but it's the same deal, and it's a fraudulent charge every month for 3 months. Now, it keeps putting your phone number on there, so you might get your technical people to look that up and see what is the deal. Because they're using your company as a number to contact customer service, and it's not your company. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am, because you're not the first phone call that this has happened several times, and they've told us the same thing. The bank gave them the number, and we can't find anything.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess I'll have to go through the bank then. All right, girl. Well, have a good holiday. Be safe there.
You too. And I hope you have a good new year.
Oh, I hope so too. I hope so too. All right, girl. Be safe and thank you very much.
You're so welcome. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
Uh-huh. All right.
Bye-bye.